The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Number 10.
I started playing with Prince when we were actually like 7 and 8 years old. We played the piano first. I played the drums. We played little talent shows at our grade school, John Hay. And then in our junior high school, they'd have talent shows. And him and I would play first. And then we would win these talent shows. And, you know, we didn't know when we were really kind of forming, but we always would sit together and practice and play. Him on the piano, like, people are amazed at him being able to play all the instruments. But I am actually one of the people that's seen him just take the guitar that his father bought him after teaching himself how to play the piano. And watching him play the guitar, he just took the Carlos Santana stuff and just played it like he was Carlos.
That was Chaz Smith, cousin of Prince, commenting on his memories of Prince teaching himself how to play instruments like the piano and the guitar. The death of Prince, number 10 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. There are a lot of things that I have in my mind about Prince and his music. It is one of the saddest realities when you think about how, because of drugs, some of these great talents, some people say they wouldn't have been as good as they are or were in this case without the drugs, and others think, looking at his 57 years of life, that he had a lot more life and creativity left in him. What a shame. Whatever your reality, that's the number 10 item. Lots of discussion as we get to the end of the week on the countdown. Welcome in. This is the TRCS Talk Radio Countdown Show, and we're going through the things that are on people's minds, the top 10 topics of the week, ending Friday, the 22nd of April. So what do we do here? Those of you who are new to the program, we review the top 10 talk items, research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, which is the number one publication. Talk Radio World is zooming back to the top in the ratings. Lots of people listening for lots of reasons. You can imagine that politics is driving it, but there are a lot of other things that we talk about during the course of the week on the News Talk Radio programs across the country, and that's what has determined our list. So let's keep moving here from number 10, the passing of Prince, to the next
number item. Nine.
Number nine, yes. Here's radio host Garland Robinette talking to Mike Tanner from the Cato Institute about United Healthcare exiting the Obamacare exchanges, because Obamacare, in the discussion of the Affordable Health Care Act, found itself at number nine this week.
Is the sky falling? Is everything going to totally collapse? Or is the sun is shining and it's no problem at all?
Well, it's something that should have been anticipated a long time ago, and it may be sort of the canary in the coal mine. United Health has been warning for more than a year that it may have to pull out of the exchanges, and it seems to finally have followed through on its threat. But it's hardly the first. We know that almost every one of the cooperatives that was established under the Affordable Care Act has now closed its doors, and those that remain are losing money. And we know that insurance companies on average in about 20 states are operating at a loss under the program. So this may be the first of many.
So where did we get these reports that says, hey, Kaiser Family Foundation, I think you would agree, they're pretty well respected. This is what they do, the health industry. And they say they did a study, found that exchange customers would be unlikely to see much of a significant difference in premiums or popular exchange plans. They even said the compensation in the exchanges have increased each of the first 3 years of Obamacare. Help me here. How do we have such radically different conclusions?
Well, I think there was more than a little bit of wishful thinking on the behalf of Kaiser. They thought that these plans would be particularly popular with young people. They thought that the subsidies would keep the premiums low enough that young people would sign up, that they would see the benefits of insurance. But by and large, young, healthy people have looked at this and said, even with the penalties, the tax penalties under Affordable Care Act, even with the subsidies that they get to lower the cost of insurance, it still was a better deal for them to go uninsured.
Number 8.
Our weekly review of the hot hits in talk radio continues. Number 8 this week on our list, the Supreme Court taking up the amnesty case, the president's immigration plan. Here's host Chad Hartman talking to legal analyst Andrew Cohen about what we learned, well, if anything has changed, actually, this week from the Supreme Court's action, hearing all these arguments from the state of Texas.
You can't read too much into the questioning, but there still are times it's fairly telling. What stood out?
Well, what stood out was the divide on the court, right? I mean, you still have this conservative-liberal divide. It is evenly divided 4-4. Justice Thomas didn't say anything, but we know he is a vote against the federal government in this situation and in favor of Texas and these other Republican states that have sued. We know where Justice Alito stands. He's very much in the same camp. Justices Anthony Kennedy and the Chief Justice John Roberts are really the only open players, and they seem very skeptical of the federal arguments on immigration. And if it goes 4-4, which is likely, there's going to be a tie, and the tie means that the policy that the president wanted to implement will continue to be stopped, I'm sure, for the rest of his presidency.
So it is in this case more solely about presidential power, or is it about presidential power involving immigration policy?
I think it's about immigration policy. I mean, if you look at the transcript, and anybody who's interested, by the way, the transcripts from the oral argument already are online at the Supreme Court's website. So you can go and you can read through it, and people can judge for themselves what the consensus is.
Sure.
But yes, this is about immigration. This is about the immigration policy. This is about whether the states are harmed by having to allow the federal immigration policy to be enforced, right? Texas's argument is, we don't want to have to enforce this policy because it means that we have to pay for driver's licenses for some of these folks who would want them. And that is a cost, that is a damage to us that we don't think we have to pay. So a big part of the argument today was focused upon that. Well, how much damage does the state have to show to be able to challenge federal immigration policy? The Constitution gives the federal government, not the states, the power to implement that immigration policy.
Well, the tough thing about that is any time a president acts, there is going to be some implication on states, to the positive or the negative. So you're going to have that on almost every presidential decision, right?
That's right. And that's what the administration has said. That's what some friends of the court have said who support the president's policy here, that this is a very slippery slope to go down. In fact, some of the justices on the liberal side were raising this point. Wait a minute. If we allow the states to sue the federal government, every time the federal government requires the states to do something, then you're going to have gridlock, essentially,
yeah,
the sort of gridlock you have in the federal government at large.
All right, this is Talk Radio Countdown Show, number 7 up next.
And now, a touching moment while staying in touch with GEICO.
Just the other night, as I gazed up into the sky, I saw a shooting star. In that moment, I made a wish that GEICO would be available 24/7, by phone, on the web, or with the GEICO app. After that, I realized my wish had already come true. So basically, I had just wasted a perfectly good wish. Then I started to think about dolphins and felt better right away.
GEICO. Anywhere, anytime.
Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. This is a different story now. MyPillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. MyPillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented MyPillow fill to the right place for you. It'll support your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's the special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
Get that flooring project done for less with exclusive deals from Lumber Liquidators. This week at 20% off more than 50 varieties of easy-to-install North American and European laminate, like painted mountain oak and vintage acacia. And we've lowered prices on our pre-finished three-quarter inch solid hardwood floors. Get solid wide plank antique oak for just $199 or solid hickory for $299. And it's your last chance to grab hardwood clearance deals from our famous April sale. Better get it before it's gone. Plus, special financing for the best deals on over 400 floors. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one. A fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to Diabetic11.com for your free video. That's Diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to Diabetic11.com now.
Number 7.
Who remembered it's Earth Day? Earth Day is part of April. Here's talk host Bruce Van Dyke with Sharon Neese and Leonard Joyce. They're employed by the National Waste and Recycling Association, and they talk about the way technology is changing the way we all recycle.
April is the month for trees, and Arbor Day is in April. Earth Day as well. We kind of think of spring as things being renewed and always kind of give us a chance to think about taking care of the earth. Well, we're talking today about how technology has advanced the green agenda. Now, let's talk a little bit about how technology has improved. We've heard sort of, we've done interviews before with technology about we have to make sure we recycle a lot of technology. We're talking about electronics, but this has to do with, I guess, the process of recycling. What technology is being used now to aid in this process?
Well, technology is being used, and advancing technology has really helped the environment in many ways on waste handling, including recycling. Recycling technology has improved in the last 40 years to the point where we now have single-stream recycling. You can put all your recyclables in one bin, and it gets sorted at the facility. And as a result, recycling has increased from 10% of the waste stream in 1980 to about 34% today. So it's pretty exciting.
Does this come about because there is a profit to be made somewhere instead of just taking a hole and dumping stuff in it and burying it?
You know, there's a spectrum of smart waste solutions, and one of them is recycling. Keep in mind, however, that for those waste that cannot be recycled or are not recycled, there are highly engineered landfills that can take that waste and actually separate it from the environment. And at the same time, produces landfill gas that can be used to power homes in this country.
Is this something unique to the United States, or do we have this around the world?
No, these technologies are being used in Europe principally, and the same technologies have been deployed here in the last 25 to 30 years.
I guess clean natural gas vehicles is another part of this too, Sharon. What's that all about?
Absolutely. The waste and recycling industry is actually leading the way on the heavy-duty vehicle side.
21 after the hour here on the Countdown. I'm Doug Steffen.
Huh? hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first ever U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number six.
All right, the bathroom gender controversy, which has been all over the place, and one wonders why. Well, a lot of people are talking about it for various reasons. Here's Talk Host Jimmy Barrett with Claire Gastanega, executive director of the ACLU in Virginia. They discussed the court case in Virginia that could have a lot of implications for North Carolina and other states that are passing anti-LGBT legislation known as the bathroom bills.
So Gavin Graham in Gloucester High School gets to use the boys' room now after appeals court ruled in his favor. Of course, the big question is, how does this translate to other states, perhaps like North Carolina, Mississippi, some of the laws that they put into effect? You see this as the decision is having sort of a far-reaching impact or not, Claire?
Absolutely, Jimmy. This decision is precedential and controlling in the Fourth Circuit, which includes North Carolina.
Okay, so, how do we compare the two, though, as far as we're talking about one individual case,
right,
of one person at one school? It certainly would impact all the schools, I would guess, in Virginia. And maybe we're also seeing a little bit, yesterday, I'm sure you saw this too, Claire, that Target now has come out as a private business and said that their changing rooms, their dressing rooms, and their restrooms will now be, if you identify, you know, based on gender identity versus actual gender.
Yeah, Target's not alone. There are many other private businesses that have already made that kind of welcoming accommodation to their customers. The reason why the case is precedential is that the Fourth Circuit made a decision about what Title IX means and what sex discrimination means under Title IX, and that is a law that follows federal funds into education programs across the country. And so for the Fourth Circuit, it says to district court judges, trial judges, that they, you know, that late circuit, this is what the law means here. And what they said is that it is sex discrimination under Title IX to treat people differently based on gender identity, to discriminate against them based on gender identity. And in Gavin's case, Gavin identifies as a boy. He is a boy, and he needs to be entitled to be treated just like other boys.
Well, there's a difference, generally speaking, between being a boy and identifying as a boy. In fact, I saw where a member of the state legislature is asking the Attorney General to weigh in on defining what the term sex means.
Well, but he can the Attorney General that question, but frankly, under the Supremacy Clause of the United States Constitution, what the Attorney General says it may or may not mean is irrelevant. I mean, the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals, the federal court, has interpreted a federal law that follows federal funds into every education program or activity.
No, I get that part. That if the federal government, for example, if you're a school and you're not down with the program and you aren't willing to do this as far as your restrooms, you can lose your federal funding for this.
Well, and we also sued on Gavin's behalf, arguing that it's also a constitutional claim, and we'll get a chance to have that extra claim heard when we go back before the district court judge to get, you know, his rulings concurrent with what the Circuit Court of Appeals has said that he's supposed to do.
Here's the part, though, Claire, where I think a lot of Americans have a bit of a disconnect, and that is the idea. I think most of us understand how you, quote-unquote, identify with being male or identify with being female. But is there not a definition that exists between male and female, and the difference between male and female, and it's not a member, it's not part of your mind, it's part of biology?
No, actually, and Judge Davis talked about this. Look, I have a brother who's autistic. When he was born 50-some-odd years ago, they said his autism was cold mother syndrome. It was completely environmental, and now we know that's just not the case. And we've learned a lot about what it means to be male and female, and it goes well beyond, your biological sex and includes the brain.
Being male and or female in America, what does it mean? That's a conversation that I'm sure will go on through the weekend and into next week and maybe next month and maybe next year. But we've had enough to make the reference, and so that's taken care of. Number six, number five coming up in a few moments.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days? That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first-ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or go online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government-issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Let's review where we are at this point in our countdown process, something we go through every week at this time. So the first half hour has been devoted to five of the top ten. At number 10, the passing of Prince. Number 9, Obamacare. Number 8, the Supreme Court and the situation that we find ourselves in trying to figure out what Texas wants to do on immigration. A lot of people are pretty supportive of them. Let's see here. Number 7 is Earth Day. Number 6, the bathroom gender controversy. So now let's keep going. The second half hour of the countdown.
Number 5.
Number 5 item brings us to Flint, Michigan, and the ridiculousness of the water situation there. Talk host Steve Kelly and Rick Elbin here with Michigan Attorney General Bill Shulette about the criminal charges that were filed this week over Flint's water problems and if there may be more to come.
Charges facing three after the Flint water crisis. Mr. Attorney General, you mentioned at the end of that press conference that there will be more. Can you tell us about the scope of this investigation?
The seriousness of the charges we felt cannot be exaggerated enough. These were serious charges, and it's part of the road back to restoring faith, trust, and confidence in government to families in Flint and, frankly, across the state of Michigan. And there'll be more to come. This is the beginning and just the start. And there'll be more charges out there. This is a wide-ranging investigation. It'll be independent. It'll be thorough, exhaustive. And we will follow the truth, and we'll go where the truth takes us and also where these emails take us.
One of the things that you are acutely aware is that there are many people in Flint, and I saw some of them, I talked with some of them yesterday, you saw many of them on cable news networks, who will not be satisfied with this investigation, no matter how independent, no matter how exhaustive, unless or until it leads all the way to the governor's office. And one of the lines of questioning that you dealt with in the news event was a number of reporters trying to get you to say something more about that. Is that frustrating for you as you investigate this, knowing that there are some people that are solely focused on one individual when you're looking at many?
You know, it's not frustrating. I understand how people are angry, frustrated, in despair about what went wrong in Flint. I mean, it's, you know, what we take for granted in places across the state. You get up in the morning, you stumble to the sink, get a drink of water, brush your teeth, however you do it. You pop up, stumble, doesn't matter. The point is, what we consider normal is not normal in Flint, and they can't do that, and so people are angry. And from my standpoint, what I'm trying to send a message, there's one system of justice, and I've done that and demonstrated that with charges against two lawmakers, charges against a prosecutor in the capital city, and now these charges against these folks who misled, concealed, conspired, and tampered with evidence in Flint, and they failed in their duties to protect the health of people of Flint. And there are no targets. Nobody is off the table. There are no limits. But this is about truth, and if I worried about public relations or this, that, and the other, Rick, you know, I just ought to, you know, go home. That's not my DNA. That's not how I'm built. I'm going to do my job, period. The chips fall where they may. This will be done without fear or favor, and the message is, if you break the law, there are consequences. And this is part of giving citizens of Flint a measure of hope. Now, it's a long road back. This doesn't happen overnight, but the message is clear. Those who break the law, there are consequences.
Number four.
Number four item here on the Talk Radio Review has to do with the $20 bill and the changes taking place there. Here are hosts Susan Rose and John Zach talking to Barbara Ortiz Howard from the group Women on 20s. Who knew there was a group called Women on the 20s? About Harriet Tubman replacing Andrew Jackson on the 20.
You started this movement, right?
I did have this idea going back a couple of years ago that we needed to make some upgrades to our currency. And I asked a few friends to join me. They did. And what ensued was a campaign last spring. We had a primary season and followed by a final election, and Harriet Tubman was our choice, the choice of our 600,000 voters. And we presented that to the Treasury and the President at that time. But we didn't quite envision what would what would happen after that. So it's been rather a roller coaster, but it landed in the right place.
Besides Harriet Tubman, who were some of the other women who were in the running for this honor?
Well, we originally started out with 15 candidates, and some of them were suffragists, like Susan B. Anthony, Elizabeth Cady Stanton, Sojourner Truth, and Alice Paul, who Lucretia Mott was not in the top 15, but those particular four, they will now appear on the other side of the $10 bill. So that is particularly a bright spot. I feel that these important women will be recognized to commemorate women's inclusion in democracy in time for 2020 centennial of suffrage.
Barbara, I have to say this. We're asking listeners for the reaction to it. And many of them are actually against it, saying that our currency, our bills, have always had precedents on them. And while many of our listeners are for progress and change, they're against Harriet Tubman for the simple reason that she was not a president.
Well, we actually have two denominations that do not have presidents. That would be Alexander Hamilton on the 10 and Ben Franklin on the 100. And, you know, some people say that along with, well, you know, you're trying to change history. Actually, we're just trying to reflect more of history and project into the future some of the possibilities that we have by striving for the best in one another.
Number three.
All right, let's keep going here. The situation with the Russians, their military activity, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, the focus of a lot of conversation this past week, so it showed up at number three on the countdown with this reference to the conversation coming from a show hosted by Talko's Ray Dunaway. Dunaway talked to military analyst Dr. Matt Schmidt about Russian planes getting close to some of the ships in our Navy.
What is going on? Just, what, 2 days ago, 3 days ago, maybe four, an Su-27 Flanker intercepted an electronic intelligence gathering aircraft over the Baltic Sea. But there have been a number of incidents that we've seen. There's video, of course, in this modern age. What exactly is the message being sent here? What's going on?
Putin thinks it's 1986, and he's getting good footage for his domestic audiences, that he's, audiences who don't understand military tactics, naval tactics, that he's really pushing the United States around. But the reality is quite different than that. These things are provocative, and they're dangerous for the pilots who are doing these hijinks. But they're not particularly dangerous in a long-term sense.
Okay, so it's not as if there was a collision, there'd be instant war, people be pushing the button all over the place.
Right, right. So the risk is that under established engagement, someone on that ship could fire once the jet crosses a certain boundary, but the reality is if it were real war, you'd never see, the plane would never be close enough to have a sight on the ship. You'd fire your missiles 50 miles off.
So it's basically just, for him, public consumption at home, okay, hey, we're back, Jack. Russia is still great. And I suppose it's also kind of a, hey, we're in your face. We're not afraid of you, Americans.
Yeah, I think that's exactly it. The real worrying thing to me is what's been going on with the Panama Papers. I don't know if you've been talking about that.
A little bit, yeah.
But, so there's this release of these financial documents out of Panama, and they've had a ripple effect. And in essence, they've destabilized the government in Kiev, in Ukraine. They've brought down the current prime minister. And also Putin's decision to pull out of Syria largely and move the troops back would make me nervous that something is coming in Ukraine again, because a lot of the troops in Syria came from Ukraine in the first place and could be expected to return there.
They
would now be very veteran troops.
Russia has this territorial idea. This is, the Baltic Sea, hey, that's kind of ours. The Black Sea, certainly, that's ours. And I think it was the same way with Ukraine, wasn't it? They were a little up, they were concerned about hegemony, basically NATO moving in on them.
Right. So Ukraine is more important than any other area of the former Soviet Union for Vladimir Putin, for Russia. The old saying was, is without Ukraine, there was no union. There wasn't a Soviet Union.
Right.
So that's how important this is. A variety of reasons, even religious reasons why, Putin wants to keep Ukraine in Moscow's orbit and doesn't want to let it go towards Europe and the EU and a series of sort of Western values that Putin thinks, aren't Russian. And so he's willing to push the envelope militarily in Ukraine more than in other places. The stuff that's going on in the Baltics, I think, is just for show. He's not going to invade Estonia or Latvia.
All right, so we have a lot of hot conversation going on there. How relevant is it to us? I think it's fairly relevant, especially the planes buzzing our ships, for sure. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We're standing by for number 2 and then number 1 this week on our charts. This is the week of April 18th to 22, the 18th to the 22nd. We're reviewing for you on the countdown.
Any Tom, Dick, or Harry can tell you that Geico could save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not go straight to the source?
Hey, Harry's Money here. And the day Harry went to Geico.com and switched his car insurance was the day I got to hang around. Finally, boys bonding, bada bing, bada boom. No wonder Geico has 97% customer satisfaction. Personally, I give him 100, but that's just my 2 cents. That was funny.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. This is a different story now. MyPillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. MyPillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented MyPillow fill to the right place for you. It supports your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's the special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
Get that flooring project done for less with exclusive deals from Lumber Liquidators. This week at 20% off more.
more than 50 varieties of easy-to-install North American and European laminate, like painted mountain oak and vintage acacia. And we've lowered prices on our pre-finished 3/4-inch solid hardwood floors. Get solid wide plank antique oak for just $199 or solid hickory for $299. And it's your last chance to grab hardwood clearance deals from our famous April sale. Better get it before it's gone. Plus, special financing for the best deals on over 400 floors. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one. A fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy, and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
Number two.
Number two item, as we continue flooding the airwaves with lots of information, you get it? Number two is about the Houston flooding. Here is host Jeff Messer talking about the severity of this week's flooding in Houston. You know how much? They had 24 inches of rain there. They normally have 4 inches over the course of the month. They had 24 inches in about 36 to 40 hours. Amazing. Here's the story.
NBC affiliate reported more than 240 billion gallons of water fell in the Houston area in a matter of like a day. There's more rain on the way. This is not over with. Some parts of town breaking daily and monthly rainfall records before lunchtime. Before lunchtime, though, they broke daily rainfall totals and monthly rain. Like in the morning, we got more rain than our record monthly rainfall totals before lunch. That is epic. 240 billion gallons of rain. And the floods and whatever damage they may have caused came on top of more than $1 billion in destruction last month from two hailstorms in other parts of the state of Texas. Texas not having a good time. Now, by comparison, for all of the 2015, the entire state had about $3.2 billion of insured catastrophe losses. This is according to the Insurance Council of Texas. So last year, 2015 entirely, $3.2 billion of insurance claims, losses. The greater Houston area has a relatively high concentration of federal flood insurance policies, which could increase the size of the insured loss relative to the economic loss. Now, according to FEMA, Federal Emergency Management Agency, data, at the end of February, there were more than 120,000 flood insurance policies in force in the city of Houston, representing $31.9 billion in coverage. Last year, it was $3.2 billion. They're saying that currently, the storm could be off the charts. They're unprepared. Since 1978, the National Flood Insurance Program has paid out more than $6.1 billion in flood losses in Texas, with $1.4 billion of that in the city of Houston proper. So this, basically they're saying this is worse than anything that we've seen in decades. Decades, 30 years. A storm like this, with what happened in such a short period of time, one in every 200 years would you see a storm like this, which is pretty bold for them to say in light of the fact that most of the people who are getting flooded out now are still recovering from getting flooded out 11 months ago.
Can you imagine? We can't even begin to imagine or create in our mind imagery that would allow us to put into some qualitative or quantitative vision 240 billion gallons of water falling over a city in basically a little more than a day. I mean, you look at the vastness of the oceans and wonder how many billion, trillion, jillion gallons of water are there. But no wonder there's such a mess in Houston. Whew. A humidity and then some. 51 after the hour. Number one next on this week's Countdown.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first ever U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one.
Yep, number one is what you would expect. Presidential race. I was just reading in one of the radio trades that radio will get about $1 billion this year in political ad spending. You realize how much money is going to be spent on advertising? $4, $5, $6 billion to buy your vote. Isn't that amazing? It's outrageous. It's obscene. Here's talk host John Howell with Tom Bevin from RealClearPolitics.com. They discuss Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump's wins in New York this past week.
Does this put a fork in Bernie Sanders?
Well, I mean, I think it does in the sense that, look, he's still got tons of money. He's still got, he's not going to drop out, I don't think. But I think the pressure is now going to be on Bernie to, tone it down. Fine, go have your rallies, go hold your rallies with your 10,000 or 15,000 people, make your message, that's fine, but stop with the attacks, the accusations that Hillary's, violating FEC rules, the attacks on her being unqualified, some of the stuff that has happened over the last couple of weeks. He had his chance, it didn't work, and I think the pressure is now going to be on Bernie to just sort of, He can continue to do his thing. He can all the way to convention. That's fine. He'll get his speaking slot at convention. But stop with the attacks on Hillary Clinton. She's going to be the nominee, and any of that stuff is just going to weaken her in the general election.
People are reporting this morning there was another meeting, I guess, last night in Washington of high rollers and deep pocketed guys on the Republican side, and they're starting to whisper that, this whole 12-37 thing, if Trump gets close, for us to take it away from him would mean mayhem. Are you hearing the same thing?
Yeah, look, I think Trump took a big step. I mean, he's going to win 90 out of the 95 delegates, it looks like. you know, look, that puts him in a much better position. He's over the next couple of weeks, he's going to be so close to 1237, if not over. And you saw from the exit polls, 7 in 10 of Republicans in New York, and we've seen this, I think it's over 60% nationally, say the person who wins the most votes should be the nominee. I think all of that stuff will continue to sort of come to bear here as he continues to rack up wins in these states, popular vote wins, and also more delegates, to the point that if he gets to 1,200, you know, anything close to that, he's going to have to be the nominee, I think. Otherwise, the party's already going to be divided, but it would be, I think, total chaos if that happens.
Here's another view on politics in the presidential race from conversation this week on a program hosted by Chris DeGaulle. He talks here to CNN's political analyst Jeffrey Lord about next week's Pennsylvania primary.
The money in Pennsylvania, the money people now. I'm talking about the blue blood mainliner types.
The Kasich folks.
The Kasich people, they're giving every dime and spending all their energy to get Kasich up there. And
I know some of them.
I do too. And they're trying to get these uncommitted delegates to throw in with Kasich. So what do we make of it here in Pennsylvania?
Well, I think that, you know, as you know, our delegate situation is, shall we say, complex.
Yeah, yes.
We have, 71 delegates, and 17 of them, I think, are statewide. The chairman of the Republican Party, I believe, actually appoints them.
Mm-hmm.
And one would hope that they would reflect the results of the quote-unquote beauty contest where Donald Trump's name is on the ballot and you can vote directly for the candidate. The rest of them, the other 54, are three at a time in each congressional district, just with their name on there, not the name of the candidate. So it is up to you, the voter, and also, frankly, the campaigns, to make sure that you understand when you see John Smith on there that John Smith is the Trump guy. Hard to do in some cases. I understand there is a website out there, Delegates for Trump or for Trump Delegates, something of that nature, that you can go to, and they managed to assemble the names of all the delegates who are Trump people
Pennsylvania. You can find this if you want to. But, you know,
yes.
And let me just ask, because you are a Trump guy, and this has been a bugaboo of mine, I don't really mind. I'm a Cruz guy. It doesn't bother me that you don't support
Cruz. I like that.
Well,
I know him. I like him. He's not thrilled with me at the moment.
But here's what I don't like. I don't blame Ted Cruz or Donald Trump or John Kasich or anybody else for what the Pennsylvania GOP has done about the delegate thing. And I think Donald runs around screaming that it's rigged and rigged and rigged. And it's like, folks, this is the system our state parties are building, not the Republican Party.
Thanks to the folks listening to the Countdown in Omaha this weekend, in Tulsa and in Honolulu and Bakersfield, California, St. George, Georgia, Utah. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. The top 10 talk topics are listed, as usual, over the weekend at DougStephan.com. And we ask you to tell us which one is the most important one to you. For the survey, it was the presidential race, but is that the most important thing to you? Let us know. Choice is important, and you have it here. Thanks to those who put all this list together for doing the work this week. I'm Doug Stephan on The Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stephan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days? That's right, gold owners made 17% in only 3 months, as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first-ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or go online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government-issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.